Good morning, I'm Chris Holmes and this is On The Street. Today we're going to talk about the fashion industry and the influence it has on our lives. We will talk to fashion designers a bit later on, but now in the studio we have a few guests who are going to tell us their opinions on fashion. First we have Katie, a sociologist interested in fashion and pop culture. Katie, what's your opinion?
Well, it's good to be comfortable with what you wear and to be yourself. However, it isn't always easy to do that. First impressions are really important, and we often want to look good to project an image that impresses other people. TV programmes and magazines show us the fashions for each new season and tell us where to buy all the latest trendy clothes. The danger is that if you follow their advice, you might become a fashion slave.
Thank you, Katie. Now on to Tom, a fashion journalist. Tom?
All those weird, unusual designs that you see on the catwalk are only there to try to attract attention, if you ask me. The designers try to shock people to get publicity, to get their names in the newspapers or on TV. Many of these clothes in fashion shows are never meant to be worn. How many of them do you ever see in high street shops? And how many of us actually follow the trends we see in fashion shows?
Thanks, Tom. Well, we've heard the experts. Now let's ask the general public. Brian is a young bank clerk. What do you think, Brian? Is fashion important in our lives?
Well, I think we can actually tell a lot about a person just by looking at their clothes and general appearance. Like what kind of job they have. Whether they're tidy or not. Whether they're sporty types or prefer to watch TV all day. For example, if someone has polished shoes, it really shows if they're organised or if they just don't care. Take my roommate, Mike, for instance. He never cleans his shoes. And well, to be honest, the guy's a mess.
Thanks, Brian. Lisa is a secondary school student. Lisa, do you agree with Brian? Are clothes important?
I'm not, like, a fashion slave myself. I basically want to look different, so I wear my mum's old stuff or try to buy second-hand clothes. But most of the girls I know are like clones. They all wear the same things from the same chain stores. What kind of message are they sending? Where's their originality or style? What you wear should show who you are. I'm not one of them, and I'm happy about it.
Thank you, Lisa. Finally, let's ask Veronica, who is a history teacher in a secondary school in London. Veronica.
Sometimes you take a look at someone and you know. He listens to heavy metal, black clothes, Doc Martin boots, long hair all over his face. She's a disco girl with a pierced navel and a short pink skirt. You can't help it. It's like a club. If you want to belong, you must wear certain clothes or accessories. A yellow t-shirt for a goth? No way!
Thank you, everybody. And now on